أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم تسألهم أجرا فهم من مغرم مثقلون أم عندهم الغيب فهم يكتبون. In the previous ayats, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also mentions the possible reasons why the people are not accepting Iman in Islam. And this was causing great anxiety to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as every Nabi was very, very concerned that the people must bring Iman, must respond to the call of Allah and must become obedient servants of Allah ta'ala. And that should be a feeling which each one of us must have, how we want the goodness of our children as far as dunya is concerned. We want them to have a proper house, clothing, etc., education. Much, much more important is that their deen must be in order. They must be learning deen, Quran Sharif, they must be performing namaz, etc. That must be our greatest priority, and it should be a constant worry, as it was for every Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So other possibilities, Allah says that why aren't they bringing Iman? أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ أَجْرًا فَهُمْ مِنْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ. کیا تو مانگتا ہے ان سے کچھ حق؟ Are you asking them for some commission, some wages? You are doing the service and endlessly from morning till night, throughout the week, throughout the month and year, you are inviting them towards Allah in a good way, but they are not bringing Iman. Is it because you are asking them for some wages for this? There is no question. Every Nabi said that in ajriya illa Allah. My wage is only by Allah. Allah will reward me. I'm not doing it for any monetary gain whatsoever. So that possibility is also out. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبُ فَهُمْ مِنْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ. So un par ta'awan ka bojh par raha hai. So are they feeling it heavy that you are charging them a fee for giving the service? You are asking no fee whatsoever. أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبُ فَهُمْ يَكْتُمُونَ. Kya unke paas khabar hai ghaib ki? Or have they got knowledge of the unseen? Or is there some, have they got some proof that they are going to be safe? Would Allah's azab won't come to them in this dunya, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah? Have they got something like that? Has some revelation come to them? Have they got some secret book in which it is written that no punishment will come to them? In other words, there is no possibility whatsoever. For whom yaktubun, so wo likh laate hai. And they are writing it in their book that we got a guarantee. We won't be punished. We will be safe. Allah's azab won't come. In other words, why aren't they bringing Iman? And this was causing very great anxiety to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, that I'm trying so hard and only for the goodness of this dunya also, of akhirah, but still they not bringing Iman. So Allah Ta'ala now consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, فَصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكْ. اب تو ان استقلال سے راہ دیکھتا رہا رہ اپنے رب کے حکم کی. You just make sabr and wait for the command of Allah Ta'ala to pass. You have done your duty that you had to convey the message, and you have done it million times more better than what you were supposed to do. You have done it perfectly and correctly. You tried in every way to convince them. Still if they don't, then Allah will take care of them. Just as Allah Ta'ala said previously, فَذَرْنِي وَمَنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. Leave them to me now. I will sort them out. So Allah says, you make sabr. The time will come and then they will see the folly of their actions and what the terrible consequences are. وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. Or مَتْ هُو جَيْسَا وَوْ مَچْلِي وَالَا. And don't be like the person of the fish, the man of the fish, referring to Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. As I mentioned, every Nabi was very concerned of his ummah. So Yunus alayhi salam also tried day and night continuously that the people must bring Iman, must believe in Allah, must correct their lives. But when they didn't, he became very, very upset. And then he even predicted that Allah's azab is going to come on them, which was then deferred, that azab. And without a clear command of Allah Ta'ala, he left his people. Because Allah's azab only comes to a people when the Nabi leaves the people. While he is present, Allah's azab does not come. So Allah ordered him to be in the belly of the fish. And there he stayed for a long time. So there were four great anxieties on Yunus alayhi salam. His people were not responding and bringing iman. And then he had told them, he made dua that Allah's azab must come. And he in fact told them it is coming now, and it did not come, so that worried him. And then he left without the permission of Allah Ta'ala, clear-cut permission. And then he was in the darkness of the fish stomach. We can imagine what that is, to be there. If a person is in a room and is all locked up and there is no light, no nothing whatsoever, then how does that person feel? Yeah, Yunus alayhi salam was for so long in the stomach of the fish, all these great anxieties. Yeah, like that, Allah says, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you also have got these great worries. But you don't be in a hurry like Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was, and he made dua for the adab of his people, and he left also. Is nada wo huwa maghzum, jab pukara usne aur wo gusse mein bhara tha. At the time when he called to Allah and he made dua, and he was very upset and very angry that the people are not bringing iman, so you don't be like that. You make sabr, Allah will take them to task on their time. One additional point we learn here, that conditions, difficult conditions, will come even on every person. On the how it came on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how it came on Yunus alayhi salam, all the Anbiya alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. So these conditions will come. At that time, we must make a lot of sabr. And then, as we will read in front, how Allah removes that problems. And at the end of the tunnel, there is always light. So we just must make sabr and carry on fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, for as Allah has commanded, and then we will see the light at the end of the tunnel will definitely come.